Hello, hello.
Hello.
Are we reading through? Hello, hello. Test 1, 2, 3. Test 1, 2, 3.
Hello, listeners.
Hello, listeners. I don't even think we can do this because there's no listeners now. There might not even be any listeners. Anyway.
Hello, hello. Listeners, can you hear us?
Do you want to double check?
What to do? Hello, listeners.
Hello, listeners.
Welcome.
We're gonna restart again. How about that? We're gonna start fresh. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio. We are here in Easton, Pennsylvania. Welcome once again. If we did go through, we believe we don't. We had some
mixed feedback from viewers. Not about content, only about actually being able to hear us.
Performance. Technical difficulties, as I say. Well, this is Gear Grinders.
I'm Juliana Paleo.
And I am with, Joseph Sensi. Nice to be here.
Happy to be here.
And
we're receiving a call at this time.
Wait, you have to pick it up. Now press the headset button in the corner. Now press the phone on. Phone on the machine. I'm here.
Hello?
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 Hello? Hi. Good? Oh, hold on. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Adam?
Oh.
Oh, Adam, you are now on the air.
We have with us Adam Robinson of the junior class and the president of the rugby team.
Yes, Adam is a fine guest that we will hope to one day bring in the studio himself, but he is currently connected to us on the air on the good old-fashioned telephone. Alexander Graham Bell, thank you very much. Adam, what do you have to say?
Well, you were saying that you didn't know if you had any listeners. I just want to let you know that you have 3 listeners in the Mesh Conference.
Goodness me.
3 listeners.
That's 3 more than we thought we would ever have.
You have 3 listeners, except Alex just left, and they have 2.
Okay, well, you know what? That's more than 0, and that's what we expected in the first place. So that's a huge gain. Mm-hmm. Adam, tell us real quick. We're trying to figure out some technical difficulties. Did you hear us between the hours of 7:01 and 7:06?
I did hear you.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, that is wonderful news. And finally, Adam, can you please give us your take on salad?
Salad? I mean, personally, I would describe myself as a carnivore with a little bit of vegetables.
Good.
Now, good for you, Adam. Good
now, Adam, you. Did you hear my spiel about my sister?
Yeah, why would you not put, if you have to have salad, why would you not put dressing?
Exactly.
There you go.
So, I'll just reiterate it one more time for maybe the one other listener in the room, in case he himself or she did not hear it. So, my sister, Kristen, I have an older sister, she eats salad without dressing, whether or not it's leftover effect from her being a vegetarian.
Wait a minute, Joseph. Are you telling me she still does this?
Yes.
Oh.
I know, this is an ongoing thing. This is like a simply one-and-done thing. This keeps on going. Now, Adam, what would you give, if you had any advice to give to my sister, what would it be? Does she drop the salad, or does she find a dressing?
I say just put some meat on top of the salad.
Meat. All right. Okay. You know, there was a point, because the whole vegetarian thing, right? She actually, she had, steak one time. and then she actually threw up. Because, let's face it, my mother, Susan, she makes great steak.
It could be something light, like chicken or something.
She's not a big chicken fan. That's the issue. She likes bacon. She, you know what? The thing is, she became vegetarian. There was this place near us, Steak and Ale. Great restaurant, right? Had this crazy salad bar that my sister and my whole family would go to. They had bacon bits. Now, my sister was a savage for the bacon bits.
You know what? If you're adding bacon bits to your salad, you're on a good path.
Yeah, but, like, at that point, like, is it a salad? But what I'm saying is, so, like, apparently, she had so many bacon bits, she vomited. She, like, threw up. Her body couldn't handle the load of bacon bits. She was a sitting vat, a sack of bacon bits. And it actually got to the point where she threw up, and then at that point, she was so grossed out by bacon, because it caused it, she went vegetarian. And that was, like, when she was, like, 14.
That's a real tragedy.
Do you realize how many bacon bits? It wasn't, like, a small child. Do you realize the load of bacon bits that must be consumed to make a 14-year-old girl throw up?
A bowlful? A
cupful? A cupful?
Or a bowlful?
Like, I don't know. This is, like, a tubful. This is not. This is a lot.
Yeah.
Now, Adam, I want to get one. We're gonna go into our next topic, but I also want to get your opinion on something before we jump into it. Froyo.
Froyo. I love Froyo.
You love Froyo.
Really? Can you tell us why?
What'd you say?
Can you tell us why?
It's like ice cream, but like... I think it's creamier. I think it tastes better. It's a little bit sweeter, too.
You think it tastes better than ice cream?
Than ice cream?
Yes.
What's a good Froyo flavor?
I like anything that's fruity.
Fruity. So, like, strawberry?
Yeah, like strawberry, blueberry, raspberry.
Mango?
Oh, I love mango.
Mango. Would you say mango's the best one?
It depends on where you get it, but mango's always a good option.
Okay.
Now, Adam, I know for a fact that you studied abroad in Italy this summer. Would you say that Froyo even compares to gelato?
Interesting
point. Gelato takes the cake.
Okay, gelato takes the cake. Is there a way to get gelato in the U.S.?
I believe there is. I'm sure.
But it's a fraud version of it, I would say.
I've never had any as good as in Rome.
Yeah.
I know in New York City, which is,
kind of the hub for, food.
They have places there you can get some fresh gelato, but you never know.
It didn't compare.
It's not a real thing.
Mm. Okay. Because, so I went to a place once. It was called Planet Swirl in a town, Ridgewood, near me. And I think it's a chain. I could be wrong. But there was, like, you get, like, a cup, right? You, like, walk in, you grab a cup.
Sure.
And it's, like, walls. It's, like, a wall with, like, tons of, like, pumps.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, of, like, different Froyo flavors.
Mm-hmm.
So, me being the sugar-loving sweet tooth that I am, I was like, dude, like, one of everything that isn't, like, disgusting. So, I went through, like, chocolate, vanilla, banana, some pineapple. I was like, maybe they'll get a little weird with it.
You know what, though? Here's the thing about that place. Ice cream will always be better than Froyo, but in that place where you're getting it straight out of the wall, the experience...
The experience, right.
That's
the experience. So I'm wondering if Froyo, to a certain point, became such a... Because I would say it's more of a newer thing still.
No, it's been around for a while.
Really? I had no clue.
At least a couple years.
I would say, though, the point at which Froyo has jumped, escalated to the level it is of such a high reputation comes in part to the experience of Froyo.
Mm-hmm.
Adam, are you still on the air? Adam, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Would you say that Froyo is an experience?
It is, especially when you load up like every single topping that's available.
Right. See, because you can also add the toppings to it, which is my next point. But I didn't think the flavor was as good, but I definitely left there feeling cultured.
Yeah, feeling good. Feeling like you had a fun day.
My family's fiends for the EDs, right? And what's it called? French's? Is that what the brand is? I can't remember the name of it. But anyway, it's kind of like... Oh, Friendly's. I'm sorry. French's. Goodness me. But Friendly's. And we used to get like, huge tubs of those and go through them like no problem. Susan would never buy Froyo.
No.
Okay.
You know, I don't think that's the thing you see in the supermarket, a carton of Froyo.
No, I don't think you can get Froyo.
You want to know why? Because when you're buying it in the supermarket, you're just taking home the product.
And that,
there's no experience.
There's no experience.
There you go.
Way to hit the nail on the head, Jules. That's a great point to make there.
And
very good.
Just a reminder, if you want to call into our show, the phone number is 610 330-5316.
Okay. And Adam, I was actually waiting a little bit when you called in because I was very confused because the name came up as Tammy, which I believe is the name of your mother. And I was looking at the phone. I'm like, who is Tammy? And I wasn't sure what was about to happen.
Adam, can you confirm that this is your mother's name?
Yes.
Yes. That's okay. Weird. So that mystery has now been solved. So, Adam, well, before we leave, we like to do a little thing on this show. Similar to Fox News, it asks, you know, like African American Idol, like, it's 10 p.m. Do you know where your children are?
Well, it's 7:18 p.m. Adam, where are you?
I'm in Kiev.
And what are you doing in Kiev besides listening to us on the air? Thank you so much for that, by the way. We appreciate it.
I'm doing work.
Wait, hold on. Rewind. Are you doing work?
Not at the moment.
Yeah. Well, Adam, we're going to let you get back to your work. Hopefully you take this time away from the show to do the work. We wish you the best of luck with going through whatever thermo problems you may have been endeared with. But we wish you the best of luck. So thank you for joining us on the show. We appreciate you calling in. That was very sweet of you. And we hope to see you later tonight.
All right. I'll see you later.
All right. Take care, Adam. Good night now.
Okay.
Well then. So now, thank you once again to Adam for calling in. That was very sweet of you.
Continuing on the theme of foods that grind our gears this evening, we're going to move on to not cupcakes themselves, but a certain trend that we've noticed in the world of cupcakes.
So I'm very sure people have noticed videos, whether it's on Facebook, seems to be the main perpetrator of this.
Or
Instagram. Maybe Pinterest gets a little weird with it too.
Sometimes. Yeah.
But good old fashioned, like tasty videos where they like take food and put like crazy twists on it. And then at the end, it's like a stupid little like emblem or symbol. It's like tasty or something like that.
Now, here's the thing. I enjoy those videos. Sometimes you see a good recipe. Sometimes
they're pretty cool.
Hungry, gets you ready for dinner.
We never copied one, but they've definitely been quite interesting.
But here's what gets me. They've had some good videos of baking where, you know, they're whipping up the batter. It's all looking good. Fun colors.
Good starts. Perhaps. Always a solid start.
We're getting a call.
I think they hung up. I think they got nervous.
You know what? Stage fright is real.
It happens.
As I was saying, they're whipping up a nice batter. Maybe they throw some sprinkles inside of the batter, make it some funfetti, throw some colors in there, make it a fun little cupcake.
Right.
But here's what gets me. After the cupcakes come out of the oven, looking fresh, looking warm, looking tasty, they take some little device and poke a hole right in the middle.
They drill a hole.
They take out some of that cake.
We're getting a cell phone call.
We're getting a call. Please hold.
We'll see who it is.
You have to pick up the phone.
Oh. They hang up too.
Stage fright again?
Man, it's a recurring theme.
Okay,
everyone gets a little nervous on gear grinders. It's okay. Maybe their gears were grinded.
Ooh.
You know what?
Maybe the phone's just not working and this is grinding their gears.
Something that we did. Maybe it's in our technical difficulty. I could be wrong, but continue on your rant.
So here we are, freshly baked cupcake, looking good, smelling good, looking fluffy.
You can serve it. It's done.
Right.
That's like some icing.
All it needs is a little bit of icing right on the top, but instead people take out a nice little chunk in the middle and fill it with what? Sprinkles.
Now, hold on, because sprinkles, they're not the flavor.
No.
When you get sprinkles, now I'm always like marshmallows and like hot cocoa. They go with the look, which we'll get to, which is what I think sprinkles are all about, the look. Because you got rainbow sprinkles or like solid color sprinkles. You got like twisty sprinkles.
Marshmallows in hot chocolate, they melt in, you know?
It adds a flavor.
When you have sprinkles in the center of a cupcake and you take a bite out of that cupcake, you know what's going to happen? You're going to have sprinkles falling all over
you. And
you
know what? Six-year-old will probably eat it because they're stupid.
A six-year-old? Absolutely.
But an educated young man will take that cupcake and slam it down on the pavement with a fury like no other human being has ever done before.
Imagine you're at a nice birthday party. You spent the morning getting dressed.
Father
getting
ready. Just power washed the entire driveway. Mm-hmm. And you've been given the job of making the desserts, cupcakes. And you go ahead and toss in sprinkles in your cupcakes.
And now you have all your guests taking bites, and the sprinkles falling straight to the ground.
And not only that, they're not just falling to the ground, they're being slammed to the ground. Because every single guest there is now feeling absolutely bamboozled. Correct. Because they just experienced one of the worst fillings of their life. I won't even say it's a filling.
Think about that. You take a bite of a cupcake, it's light, it's fluffy, it's delicious, and then, ow, there's something crunchy in your mouth.
It's like gravel in your mouth, it's like gravel. But with slight chocolate flavor.
Ugh. Slight chocolate. No, you know what it is? It's straight sugar.
You know when, like, you have, like, a drink of something, like, you have, like, a liquid? Mm-hmm. You're parching something. You're quenching your thirst.
Yes.
Right? And so, you're drinking something, and let's say you don't put ice in it, but you feel like something solid gets sucked up to your straw.
You know what it is?
The first thing you do, you jump back. And you spit.
Putting sprinkles in the center of a cupcake is the equivalent of serving someone lemonade with the seeds.
People do not like random things unexpectedly in their mouth.
No, they do not.
So when someone pops in sprinkles in a cupcake and someone eats that, they didn't expect those sprinkles.
They didn't ask for it either.
Nor did they enjoy them. I can guarantee that. No one like stands back and goes, oh, I love sprinkles. I'm so glad I'm eating sprinkles.
I'm so excited I bit into this fluffy cupcake for some hard rocks. Am I right, listeners?
Are we right? Maybe you argue with us. Maybe what we're saying is grinding your gears. But we think sprinkles grind our gears. Because not sprinkles themselves, but the medium through which they're used can grind your
gears. If you want to toss some sprinkles on the top, nice little decoration.
Get cute. But, dude, nothing wrong with being cute.
But cute is surface level, my friends.
Form over function.
Exactly.
Sprinkles, cute. Form. Function, filling, tasty, good.
Fluffy.
Like Hostess cupcakes. Like white, like creamy filling. Twinkies.
Mm.
Like the epitome, the poster child for filling, Twinkies.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to take those Twinkies and just fill them with sprinkles and said, do you realize what happened? So like Twinkies had like their whole like bankruptcy thing, right?
Really?
Or something like that. They stopped making Twinkies for a bit. There was like a crisis. People were like selling like Twinkies on eBay for like thousands
really
of dollars.
Really quick, did you know I've never had a Twinkie in my life?
Neither have I. Guess it's going to have to be something we do on our next show.
Anyway,
can you imagine if Twinkies decided to get cute one day and fill all their Twinkies for like the next shipment with just sprinkles?
You know what? I don't know much about their economic downturn, but I would be, you know, not too shy in saying that maybe they tried it. And that's why they are where they
maybe,
are now.
Maybe the people at Twinkies, the CEO of Twinkies and all his like board of directors watched way too many Tasty videos and got a hold of the wrong clip.
Oof.
And just tossed in some sprinkles because they're like, you know what? Staying hip. We got to stay relevant. They've been around for a while.
That's true.
So they're like, yo, sprinkles in the Twinkie. Let's mix it up a little bit. And they got absolutely hosed.
They got desperate. Very sad. And you know what the worst part is? We're talking about cupcakes right now. I have seen videos where people hollow out the center of cakes and throw M&Ms and other things.
What don't people
like
get with
in the center of a cake?
I don't think people understand. Toppings. Top ings. Not middle ings.
Not innings.
Not innings.
This is baseball.
It's toppings. You don't. You keep it on top.
On top.
You on top, on people. Top. People, listen. People. I don't know if you're listening or not, but please understand something. Toppings. Toppings stay on top. Fillings fill. Sprinkles and M&Ms and other toppings stay in your lane. Is how I would leave it as.
And don't get us wrong. If you want to throw some sprinkles into your cake batter before you make the cupcakes, make a little funfetti. Nothing wrong with that.
By all means.
Because you know what happens? The sprinkles break down a little bit and become soft, and it adds to the flavor.
And you know what? Funfetti? Those sprinkles are tiny. Mm-hmm. They're not like those like cylindrical sprinkles that you find like ice cream. Not always. They're like those little tiny little like vertebrae looking like flat discs, like little frisbees.
Mm-hmm.
That's a terrible description. But you know what I mean. Like they're like little tiny like flat circles. You don't even like feel them as much.
Little discs.
And this funfetti is such a strong flavor that it, like, hides it a little bit.
Right.
It hides the size, so you don't notice it so much. Plus, the funfetti is also about more of the form rather than function. But when you take a cupcake or a full cake and fill it with a topping, you're doing an injustice to yourself, dessert foods everywhere, and any bakery this side of the Mississippi.
It's disrespectful, honestly. Joe, it's just disrespectful to the consumers.
The consumer, not just the bakers. It's both sides of the spectrum.
Exactly.
This is really grinding our gears.
Gears have been grinded.
My gears are quite grounded. Grinded. When they're grounded. Is
ground?
I think it's just grinded. Grounded makes it seem like, no, it's grinded.
It's ground.
It's ground. Oh, I guess
your apologies to our listeners. I will now Google the best.
Okay, Sue, get on that. While she's looking up grinded versus grounded, I think you might be right. I think I'm wrong. Anyway, so we're going to move on. Now, Jules, you have more experience with this than I do. We're going to get into the whole Japanese consumption food. Right. Yes. So,
I'll tell you about something that grinds my ears.
Go ahead. First of all, I want you to preface first your consumption
I
of what you're
about
to say.
I am a huge fan of sushi. Yes. I eat it as much as I can. I think I'm more of a frugal person. I don't spend money here and there, but I know when I'm going to a Japanese restaurant that I'm going to throw down some money
for
sushi.
The wallet opens.
Yes.
Right.
I put money aside for
the
my
visa
sushi.
Is on the table. It isn't a question of hope it's under 25. It's how many plates can I go through?
Mm-hmm. How many pieces?
How many pieces? Can I eat? Right, because I go by the piece. Exactly. But continue.
Having said that, we want to talk about some of the fads that have been introduced. For example, sushi burritos and sushi burgers.
I'm a big burrito guy. I'm not a big sushi guy. I'm a big burrito guy.
I am a huge burrito gal.
Gal.
And a few years ago, I saw this sushi burrito fad come out, and I was pumped. Dude, I was so excited.
You were ready, because I was like, you know what? Something new, and sushi's right up your alley. So you're like, mm-hmm. Let's get it.
Yeah, it was like two delicious foods. Let's put them together. Let's have a party.
Which sounds like a good idea in theory.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So then, I went to the city one day, Manhattan.
Which isn't far from home. You're from Brooklyn. So like,
that is correct.
A couple train rides.
And my brother and I, we went to try these sushi
burritos. Just you and your brother. This was a nice sibling meal.
Yes.
This was meant to be something special.
Mm-hmm. We're both sushi fanatics. Okay. Having said that, we went into the city where we found one of those places on, you know, the Facebook videos, like a trendy place serving their sushi burritos. It was not good.
Now, but what was wrong about it?
See, here's the thing. There's no need to mess with sushi. Okay?
It's already been a proven step.
You know what each piece of sushi is? A perfectly prepared bite.
It's
got everything in it. It's that one little piece has all the sushis, all all the little pieces
sushimis.
Of everything you want in that piece. They roll it up so nice that so that everything is evenly dispersed.
With love, it is prepared.
With love. They give us this burrito. I'm taking bites of only rice.
Now, I always thought like a burrito would just like, you know, like sushi's like the roll, but then like cut up.
Mm-hmm.
I thought just a burrito was like, we didn't cut it. Like, we ran out of knives.
No, because it would be so much skinnier. They made these burritos fat. So you take a bite and all you get... Thick. They made them thick. So in one bite, all you're going to get is a little bit of rice, a little bit of nori, that's seaweed.
Yes, yes.
And cucumber. It's like a sushi salad.
Stop. That's a lot of vegetables. Exactly. I don't hear any meat.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The meat's more towards the center, but since it's a thick burrito, you're not going to get it.
So are you getting less bang for your buck with a burrito because it's just more rice and stuff like that?
I think you're getting the same thing. You know what? I think you might be right.
Now, I've never had a sushi burrito. I've only had sushi maybe a handful of times. Mm-hmm. And I've actually gotten to the point where after five pieces of sushi, it's not my thing anymore. That's
usually
why
it happens to me around 30.
That's why. which I think is normal. The 30 mark seems normal. Maybe more for a guy that like is really thinking sushi.
Oh, we're receiving a phone call.
Oh, it seems to be a Brandon Strong call. Hold on. Hello, hello?
I'm trying to phone
on.
On
the
board.
Oh, hold on.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, hi. Brandon.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Glad to be on. So I was sitting in the common room listening to your show, and you know, I can't help but wonder, this sushi taco, or sushi burrito.
Yes.
We didn't touch a taco,
What does it actually entail? Because
bunch of other people were having questions about what specifically.
No, wait, wait, no, hold on. Now, before we talk too much about mixing things, the taco salad has perplexed a few of our friends.
Should we discuss the
taco salad? No, we'll leave that for another day, because we might actually have our special guest with the taco salad incident come in the studio and give his talk about it himself.
Okay.
But before then,
because that's a real gear.
I want to say. Brandon, what were you saying before that? The toll.
Well, we just don't know the specifics of, like, are we talking about like a huge burrito like that just has sushi stuff in the inside, or is it like actually wrapped and cut up like a little thing of sushi?
No. See, that's the thing. That's the thing, my friend. The sushi burrito is just everything thrown in. Like, the nori, the sheet of nori, which is seaweed, is the tortilla. And everything inside is just kind of thrown in there.
Do you hold it with your hands?
You do have to hold it with your hands.
Yeah, it's not.
There's no chopsticks involved in sushi burrito.
Which I think is part of the experience.
I would agree.
Continue.
So everything's just thrown in there and wrapped up like a normal burrito. But... And then it's not
kind of... That kind of grinds my gears, because I just feel like...
Right.
That's all they're doing these days. They're just throwing tortillas and making everything in burrito form.
I think...
Breakfast. There's a place by me that does it with Italian spaghetti on the inside.
Oh.
Like, there's only so many things you can make into burritos.
I think a burrito has become too much of a gray area. Mm. I think they got too cute with the idea of a burrito.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've thrown... the good reputation that a burrito has earned, and it's now this just sloppy term that gets tossed around,
mm-hmm.
and it's starting to fall. It's starting to fall.
I think burritos are losing their true integrity, and that grinds my gears.
And that grinds my gears. Like Upper Fernand's burritos, grinding, because they sometimes get too fancy with the meat. If it is meat, sometimes they had fish, and I'm not about to have no fish burrito.
No.
I understand maybe some of our pescatarian friends might be cool with that. But me? Make it the second option.
Not my gears.
It's got to be either chicken, beef, or maybe some type of pork.
Sometimes they throw in turkey. That grinds my gears as well.
Turkey? No. Turkey's Thanksgiving only. Get out of here. Unless it's on a sandwich. But Brandon, with this whole sushi burrito thing, I think I'm on Jules' team with this, and possibly yours as well, because I don't know how big of a sushi guy you are. But I know
I'm not a big sushi guy. Like, I can understand why other people would like it.
Yes, I get it.
I don't like sushi. I just sort of find the concept a little morally degrading to what a burrito stands for.
I think that's a great way to phrase it.
I agree. Because you know what? The thing about sushi is sometimes you can mix foods around, try different things, make them better. The thing about sushi, it's already perfect. You already have the perfect bite every single time. Why are you going to mess with that?
If it ain't broke...
Don't fix it.
Don't fix it. And don't get cute. That should be in parentheses. Don't get cute.
See, you know what happens when you try to fix something that's broken? It just winds up with more gears being ground.
I'm sorry, did you say ground?
Grind. They're being grinded. I don't know. You should have a segment on it.
On...
On the
we
proper
should.
Terminology.
We should. You're correct. I'm sorry, we're just experiencing some technical difficulties at this time.
Mm.
But thank you so much for joining us, Brandon.
Yeah, great to be on.
Thank you so much. I think that was a great question to address as well.
I just wanted to make sure we were clear on that, you know?
Okay.
You know what? If I'm not clear, please call in. Have me clarify. Yeah.
And that goes for anyone. It's not just Brandon himself. If there's something that is grinding your gears or something that maybe you're a little bit lost on, call in. Because we're here for you. We're not just here for our own comedic relief.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to learn.
We're here to hear about all the gears and all the grinding.
All the gears that have been ground.
It's nice to know. Thank you. It's nice to know someone cares.
Yes.
Hello? Yeah. Hello? Excuse me. Leave taco salad out of this.
Okay. We'll leave that for another day.
We'll get to taco salad later on in our series.
Okay. But thank you guys very much for calling. Well, Brandon in this case, but Adam as well. We will talk to you guys some other day. I believe they hung up, which is nice, because we are moving on. I'm sorry? Yes.
what is next? So, we talked about how salad's straight up inane meal.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We're cool with that?
That's been clearly defined.
Debunked. Salad meal, debunked.
Try again. Order again.
Better look next time, kiddo. don't get a salad.
Oh, we have another caller.
From Anonymous. Let's see. They got nervous.
Cold feet.
Cold feet again. I would like to also say, hold on. This was a big issue.
What?
Tell me. To the tasty videos.
Okay.
Vegan tasty video. Do you know what's coming out right now?
I do know. I know what you're about to bring out onto this table.
Okay.
Listeners, brace yourselves if you're a fan of barbecue.
Barbecue is very near and dear to both Jules and I's heart.
And stomachs.
Very dear. And if you want to tamper with it, be very careful.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think this just goes for us. I think there's many people.
Mm-hmm.
Like Texas, big barbecue, claim to be like the kings of barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like Tennessee, Louisiana, mm-hmm. all those areas. Careful with your barbecue.
Mm.
Don't get too cute. However, vegan tasty, cuteness overload. And I don't mean cute in a good way. I mean like cute in a, what have you done? Now, I want you to look at this. I'm just going to read something to you. Barbecue jackfruit sandwiches with avocado slaw. Now, I don't know how many of you know what jackfruit is.
I don't.
But it says fruit, which is okay. Fruits are okay. But jackfruit, I think, is some like huge, almost looks like a prickly melon, right?
Oh, these jackfruit. I've seen these things on Chopped on the Food Network.
But it's like that weird basket ingredient that like no one wants to use.
Exactly.
Is that what it is?
You know what it is? It's the wild card basket ingredient.
It's the wild card. Usually in the first round. It's not like the worst thing. But it's not the best.
You know the thing about this jackfruit? You know you gotta go to some specialty like organic gourmet produce store in Brooklyn and pay $10 for one of these jackfruits. You know it's not just a everyday yummy thing you can pick up.
And I also think that, I think that, well, first of all, let me just explain the sandwich first, because I want to get into the reason why we bring this up. I think that's more important, just to sort of lay down the plot before we rip it apart.
Okay.
So, before we pull it apart, if you know what I mean, pull pork. Anyway, so, the barbecue jackfruit sandwiches with avocado slaw. It says it takes, I'm looking at the recipe for this because this apparently is a very common thing. It's a great way to, and I quote, a simple 30-minute barbecue jackfruit sandwiches that will fool any meat lover. Meat lovers don't get fooled.
Oh, no.
Any authentic meat lover definitely does not. Maybe.
You know who I think this fools? I think this fools vegans who haven't had meat in years. And they go, you know what? This tastes different. Probably like meat.
Like, You lost your way.
Exactly.
This is the you lost your way.
Mm-hmm.
This
mm-hmm.
is the moment when you've gone too deep.
You know what I think grinds my gears? Not that this exists, but that, because you know what? If they can't eat meat, I'm glad they have some kind of pulled pork sandwich. What grinds my gears is that they think they're fooling anybody with this jackfruit.
Right. They phrase it not like it's to their benefit, like it tastes good, but like, it's for like, haha, gotcha.
Exactly.
Gotcha, you know, pranked.
This reminds me of goofed and gaffed on. My mom made us gluten-free pasta on a Sunday.
And she's Italian.
And she's sitting there waiting for us to take a bite, looking all smug, all excited, all giddy. We take one bite, and we look at her and we go, what is this? She goes, oh, it's gluten-free. Do you like it? Isn't it so good?
I would toss her out of the house.
No.
If she didn't like own the house as like the adult, mm-hmm. she'd be gone. Like, if that was a child, like, let's say, like, you have a family. God bless. You have a family. Nice, happy family. You have kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they may or may not be vegan or vegetarian. Mm-hmm. But they're like, Mom, Dad, we're going to cook you a meal tonight. Like, we're going to...
The kids are cooking a meal?
The kids, well, they're older. They're not, like, 6 or 4 or something
talking
like that.
Like 14, 15?
They're like 15, 16. Okay. And they also had culinary interests in the past. So, like, they know their way around a kitchen. They know a pot versus a pan.
Are we talking amateurs or, like... kids
like,
chopped.
Like, kids chop, but like down a level, because that's that's like they're going somewhere.
Like they're auditioning right now.
I don't think those kids on Chopped make some jackfruit barbecue.
No, you got that right.
So
I think these are the auditioners who got rejected.
Who got rejected? But anyway,
they have talent, so but they're not there.
Like, what's cooking a meal? We're gonna do something nice for you. You're gonna enjoy it. Please sit down, like, well, like hang out in the living room, watch like the watch America's Funniest Home Videos. Enjoy yourself. It's probably a rerun, but you know what? It's still funny. You're going to enjoy yourself. Just go ahead. Or Wipeout. Wipeout's a great show.
Ooh, Wipeout is a classic. That, if you haven't seen it, check it out. Or that, American Ninja Warrior.
Yes, also good. But anyway, we're getting off topic.
That's great.
Back to the topic. So you're enjoying yourself. Like, you're smelling the kitchen. You're like, damn, that smells really good. Like, what's in there? What are they making? Like, these kids are, like, whooping up something in the kitchen. This is some concoction. And it's smelling really good.
And you're in there like, my tummy is
rumbling. And it's starting to rumble.
Starting to rumble.
It's rumbling and grumbling.
Mm-hmm.
And you're getting ready. You're ready to dive into this meal. Because you're like, not only is it made with love because it's for us, but it's like, it smells great.
But you know
great.
What? If your kids are cooking for you, are you expecting failure?
Especially at the level they're at.
Yeah.
These kids. I would say...
In the back of your mind,
there's always some worry.
You know, you got a frozen lasagna in the freezer.
Right, yeah, you have a. You wouldn't say you agree to this meal, like them doing it, if you didn't have a backup plan.
Right, there you go.
You always got DiGiorno or something. you got something in your pocket, whether it's a pocket dog that you're gonna whip out, or a hot pocket, the reverse. You got something ready to go. So then. They're cooking in the kitchen, and they're like, Mom, Dad, we're ready. Please sit down. We already plated your food. Like, it's presentation time. Like, they went for presentation too. Right. It wasn't just for like, oh, I come get what you want.
No, of course
they had
not.
It ready. Nice plated, nice portions. They start off. They got your Velveeta mac and cheese.
Not bad. That's good.
Good start. You're a big choice. Fan of it. I like it.
Yes, personally, I am a huge fan of Velveeta. It's like, my go-to mac and cheese.
I used to get like 5 scoops of Velveeta mac and cheese growing up. My mom would make like hot dogs and burgers for like a barbecue kind of day.
Okay. You only got 5 scoops?
Well, it was a big spoon. It was like one of those like big serving spoons.
Ladle?
Yeah, but more like a spoon, not a ladle. Ladle wouldn't get too much. But anyway, so Velveeta, good start. And then it's like maybe... I don't know, like, they already get, like, maybe it's just some water because they want to keep your palate clean so you really get the true flavors. They didn't give you iced tea or something like that.
Sure.
And then,
sure.
This nice barbecue jackfruit sandwich. And you're looking at it, but you don't know it's jackfruit. You're thinking pulled pork because you're like, my kids know I love pulled pork. I've told them about it. Mm-hmm. I have many a tale about some pulled pork. And you're ready to go in on this sandwich. I'm talking like, not like, little lick it, like maybe get a little flavor for
it's like a huge you're, bite off the bat.
You're diving in. You're like, how much can I fit inside my jaw, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're about to take a huge bite, and you go and you take that huge bite, and you say, also it'd be nice, but also because I guess it may taste good. I don't know if it would fool you, meat lover, but it may fool someone.
Oh, we're getting a call.
Well, now we're getting a call.
Let's see if they no stage fright.
Okay.
Turn it on. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Oh, Camille. Welcome.
Hello.
We have Camille here of the senior class at Lafayette College, and she studies science of the brain, and she is the president of the club volleyball team. Welcome.
Thank you for that. I just wanted to give my opinion on the mac and cheese brand.
Yes.
Oh, the mac and cheese part, please.
So, what about Annie?
Annie's? I have to say, I have not. Annie's is a good one, but it's a little different. You know, you get the Velveeta cheese; it's like straight, true, creamy.
There's something about
cheese.
That pouch.
The Annie's, it's powder. You know, it's a little bit off, and they offer other cheeses that you know you're not really looking for.
I mean, they do have the original kind.
Isn't it powder though?
The normal cheese. It is, but
is this your go-to?
Good stuff. It is mine, yes. Did we talk about Kraft?
Kraft? Do you like Kraft?
Kraft is a poor man's Velveeta.
I'm not a fan of Kraft myself.
I say, like, Susan, my mom, she knows what to get. Mm-hmm. She makes smart purchases. She goes to ShopRite, Pathmark, A&P sometimes.
And you know she's got those coupons.
And she rolls in coupons.
You know.
And she doesn't just go to the Velveeta because she has a coupon. Mm-mm. She knows it's the best brand. She's always willing to save a dollar, as any good American is, or any person in general is.
You know what Kraft has?
Kraft has the
home style kind that has like the breadcrumbs that you bake.
I don't like the breadcrumbs.
I'm not a huge fan of the breadcrumbs
either. I'm more of a purist when it comes to
cheese. I agree. I just want the creaminess of the cheese.
But okay, but well, no, I can see what Camille's...
I enjoy a little bit of the crunchiness.
Which is fine. Okay. Everyone's got a little something for them.
Everyone has their preferences.
Right. Everyone's got their own
brand. And I have to say, the crunchiness, I'm not a huge fan of it, but it does not grind my gears. I'll admit that. It doesn't grind them.
No. I wouldn't say so. But anyway, Camille, let me just continue with the story real quick. So, Artie, you take a huge bite. You're about to say something nice. And, like, your kids can see your smile on your face. But there's something wrong with their face. Their face isn't a smile. It's more
they're
of a...
smirking.
It's a devious look.
Yeah.
They got something in their mind. And you're wondering, did I just get poisoned? Like, what happened?
Have I just been murdered?
And it turns out you have been poisoned. Because they look at you straight in the face, and they say, ha-ha, that was vegan. That was jackfruit that you just ate, and that's not pulled pork. And you know what the first thing you do is?
What?
You throw your kid out of the house. Mm. You don't even give a response. You just take him out.
Camille, would you agree with this, throwing them out of the house?
Might be a little bit extreme, but...
Well, I personally, I'm not willing to talk. You've done something that is very rude, insulting. No, not you, Jules. I'm pointing at you because I'm Italian and I use my hands. But that's not because I'm pointing at you specifically.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, you are very upset. You have threatened my health by lying to me. My stomach, because it might get to my taste buds. My taste buds might not know. It's going to get to my stomach.
Oof.
And my stomach's not going to be happy.
Oof.
So you better fix it and make some real pulled pork. And pump my stomach before I eat that
pulled
pork.
See, you know what else is a problem with this now? They're going to have to make that pulled pork, and you know it's not going to take 5 minutes.
They're going to take their sweet time making it.
You know you're going to be sitting home.
But they might not even make it at all. They might just be like, no, please, because you like that so much, why don't you just keep eating it? And that would not even grind my gears. That would break my gears.
My gears would be shattered.
Shattered. The system shut down.
Yes.
I'd pass out. I wouldn't be able to handle it.
Camille, would that grind your gears?
You know what? It probably would, but at least they put the effort in, and that's something you gotta appreciate.
So you're saying it's the thought that counts?
I am, yes.
Well, thoughts are useless.
Okay.
No, I see where you're coming from, but jackfruit is unacceptable.
Yes, I agree. I would also like to say, just for those who are tuning in again, you're supposed to, like, ID your show every now and then. It's our first show, so we're a little rusty.
That's correct.
If not, we don't even, not even rust, just...
Just new.
New.
We're working out the kinks in the gears.
It's a first run. But anyway, just so you know...
You guys are doing great.
Thank you. We appreciate it. But just so everyone out there knows, that may also be listening. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, in Easton, Pennsylvania. Our name of the show, once again, is Gear Grinders. Joseph Sensi with...
Juliana Paleo.
And we also have Camille... Hot on the phone, on the air, joining us as well. She may not be here every show, but she is joining us, and you may too if you wish to call in on our phone line. Our phone line is at
610-330-5316.
Or you can log on to our website at wjrh.org. I believe you can find our show. It'll currently have, like, a live on air section. You can click on that and tune in. Mm-hmm. And it's not just our show. It's any show that you wish to tune into.
Mm-hmm.
There's many wonderful shows here on the air, such as Call on Country by Ben Janicek. And
if you like country music, you know what grinds my gears? Country music.
But for some, they enjoy it. Many, I will say. Many more than they're used to.
Sure, sure.
Although, I have talked about this. Maybe not my definition of country, but some people like the music. Maybe more of the pop country. But there's also great other shows, such as, I believe it's called Sunglasses After Classes.
Oh, I've heard of this.
By Brandon Strolka and Ryan Krekel.
I've heard of this.
They will be later in a week, so please tune in to them as well. They will have a great show set up for you. I know they're working very hard on that behind the scenes. You will be graced with their presence on the hot air once they come alive. And I wish and I also encourage you to tune into their show as well, because I'm sure it'll be quite a blast. Colin Country with Ben Janicek, also a great show. They talk about some great things. The music may not be to your liking, in which case you can just turn off WJRH. But as soon as it comes back hot live, just close the tab, but or just mute your browser. But once you hear him come live back in the air with him talking, please, I think he has a great voice for radio.
I would agree. Very sultry.
Sultry. Great word.
Thank you very much.
That fixed my gears.
Hey, well, Joseph?
Yes.
Juliana, thank you very much for having me tonight.
Oh, no problem. I'm glad you called in. Not just because you had something to say, but because as soon as we brought up Velveeta, you were hot on the mm-hmm, phone. You immediately mm-hmm. called in, which is nice, because it kept us good within our topic. You didn't call like a half hour later. Yeah. You called in right away, and that was very nice.
You kept the gears running smoothly.
Yes. Okay. Kept them smooth. You didn't grind our gears. Appreciate that.
All right. Thank you so much.
Have a good night.
Take care. You as well.
Bye.
Okay. We have about 6 minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
Before the next show is going to end. But we might leave a little bit early so that they can help set up as well. Sorry if I stuttered there.
That's okay.
Sometimes every now and then I just kind of have a mental lapse. But anyway, real quick, this barbecue jackfruit, I'm going to read off the ingredients, and you tell me if there's anything that you like.
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
Most of this, in my mind, will grind my gears. This does not belong in a poultry.
Stay neutral. Let's just read them off here.
So first... 2 20-ounce cans. They come in cans.
Cans of what?
Young green jackfruit in water. Not in syrup or brine.
Grind.
Major grind.
Shatter.
Like, the system's already down.
Yeah.
You already lost us. Next.
I guess we'll keep going.
1/4 cup barbecue seasoning.
Yum.
Okay, I'm going to read this off.
Seasoning is good.
This seems pretty good. 2 tablespoons of brown sugar, 1 tablespoon paprika, garlic powder, 1 tablespoon of salt.
Those are classic regular ingredients.
Some pepper, chili powder. Good stuff.
Yeah, good stuff.
3/4 cup barbecue sauce.
Yum. Love barbecue.
Yeah, you sure? Because it says ensure it's vegan. Plus more for topping.
Why?
But why not? That's a rhetorical question.
You know what the thing is? You're taking something that already existed and that was already delicious.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yes.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
And you're changing it.
And like, if you wanted barbecue that bad, maybe you shouldn't have gone vegan in the first place.
Now listen. If you have health issues and you need to be a vegan and...
Godspeed.
You know what? Good luck to you. And this is a good way for you to go.
Farewell on your broken journey, but...
I'm confused.
Yeah. I think there's something sick and twisted about it. Because especially when you're like... Especially when it starts off with the description of this this recipe, that it will fool any meat lover. You're not a meat lover. This is for against someone else. Mm-hmm. This is to be a prank.
I don't like the trickery that's going on here.
Right, it's not meant to
be. Keep it clean.
It's not wholesome.
Yeah, let's have some good clean fun.
Good clean fun. That's what we're all about here on WJRH Radio, and that goes for all of our channels.
Good clean fun.
Here at Gear Grinders, we like to keep it light. We like to keep it cool, but we like to. Tell the truth.
Exactly.
No matter how bad it hurts.
Mm.
Sometimes you just gotta hear it how it is. But anyway, there's also, real quick, this avocado slaw, which is like,
it's not supposed
to have meat. And then it's for serving. 4 to 6 whole grain vegan buns. GF is for gluten-free eaters. So like, gluten-free I'm fine with. We have a friend who's gluten-free. I have a few at home as well. And yes, she is very near and dear to our heart. Maybe one day she'll call in as well. But, gluten-free, we get it. That's more of a health...
That is a health issue.
Reason. You know, I don't think anyone's by choice gluten-free. That seems like... There's always that one.
I think some people are sometimes. But it's normally for health issues.
Yes. It's more like to be healthy, not necessarily because, like, they can't stand gluten. It's like, ugh, gluten. Like, vegans can be like, ugh, meat.
Mm.
Can't eat meat.
You don't really know that someone's gluten-free. You always know that
No one's disgusted by the concept of gluten. People get disgusted by meat. Yes.
Anyways.
So, there's also, this is also weird. I don't know if this is, like, an optional thing. It doesn't listen as optional. It says, 1/2 cup of roasted salted cashews. I'm allergic to nuts. This grinds my gears like crazy. A, it shouldn't be on a pulled pork sandwich. B, it shouldn't be on a jackfruit sandwich. And C, it shouldn't be on any sandwich. It's a cashew.
I think cashews are good.
Pop it in a can. That's it.
If you grind them up, they can add some flavor in certain recipes. I don't see why they're here.
Is it soft?
No.
Is it a hard nut? Because this is the roast your cashew, so that's going to make it crispy and hard.
I believe if you roast it...
It softens it?
I don't know.
Okay.
Not well versed in
that. Might be something that we have to find out on our own. We are closing out the hour here at WJRH. It's a 7:57 and 26 seconds, according to my Mac, PM here in Eastern Pennsylvania. Thank you very much for listening. Jules, anything to say before we tune out and close out our show?
there's someone taking a picture of us through the window. I'm currently very spooked.
That's grinding my gears. That's grinding my gears.
That did grind my gears a little bit.
And also, you know, I'm shaking my boots a little bit.
My boots are shook.
My boots are shook. Thank you, everyone, for listening tonight on WJRH.
We're located in a place that you don't need to know about, so don't come take pictures.
Don't come take pictures. Thank you, everyone. Once again, this is Gear Grinders with Joseph Sensi and
Juliana Paleo. Have a good evening and get all your homework done.
Yes, please. Get your work done this Sunday night. You have Monday classes. Don't skip class. Don't sleep in. Start your week off right. Get your education. $200 a class is worth the price. That's what it is. That's true. Like $200 a class.
And you know what? Something in that class might grind your gears, and you can call in about it next week.
Yep. Catch some content for us next week. Take care, everyone, and have a good night.